From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. One of the hot-button issues among conservatives is immigration. In Michigan, a Republican running for attorney general is accusing her opponent of hiring an undocumented immigrant. Bridge Magazine's Truth Squad looked into that statement. Opposing illegal immigration is one of the main talking points among Republicans. Attorney General candidate Senator Tanya Shoemaker gives an example of that in an online video.
Liberals are trying to turn Michigan into a sanctuary state, opening our state to legal aliens, letting criminals off the hook. It's crazy. We need to stop them.
Shoemaker goes on to say if she's attorney general in Michigan, she'll ban sanctuary cities and put dangerous criminals in jail.
Say no to sanctuary cities in Michigan. Stand with me to protect our families and our communities.
When Shoemaker read in the Lansing State Journal that what she calls an undocumented immigrant worked in her opponent's office, Representative Tom Leonard, she posted it online. It's the very first thing you see on her campaign website.
All it takes, I guess, from her perception is to say, look, he had this person in his office who's undocumented. And what does that say about his qualifications to be attorney general? Is he really solid on this issue?
That's Ted Roloffs with the Truth Squad. Roloffs tracked down the woman who worked in Leonard's office.
Viviana Alamio is her name. I had an interview with her, and she told me she's just looking for experience. Perhaps she might be interested in politics and working as a staff person someday. So she approached Leonard's office and said she was interested in working as an unpaid intern doing essentially constituent work.
Both Alamio and Leonard's office say her DACA status was never discussed. At age 3, Alamio was brought into the U.S. illegally. She qualified for DACA later, and that makes calling her an undocumented immigrant misleading.
This person qualified under DACA in 2012. That was the year that President Obama extended that by executive order. And that means that literally she acquired documents such as a driver's license, such as a Social Security card, and such as a work permit, which allows her to legally work in this country.
Roloffs also looked into the other claim that, quote, the same individual worked as a liberal community organizer promoting sanctuary cities.
This individual, Viviana Alamio, did confirm to me that she did some kind of volunteer organizing work for the organization, one of the organizations in Lansing that was pushing to have that city declared a sanctuary city. So, yes, that part of the statement is true.
Roloffs noted this might not cause as much outrage among the general public, but it's red meat for the conservative base that both Shoemaker and Leonard want to attract.
The audience for this is really the 2,000 or so delegates that make up the nominating convention for the party. It's a small group you're looking at, probably more conservative than the party broadly, and I guess it remains to be seen whether this sort of attack would register with that group.
The Truth Squad ruled the statement was mostly inaccurate. Saying that Alamio was undocumented when she volunteered for Leonard is not strictly true, and that she has temporary right to remain in the U.S. The Truth Squad also notes there's nothing in his record that would suggest Tom Leonard has wavered in his hardline approach to immigration. The two Republican candidates for attorney general stand apart from the Democrat running for the position. Dana Nessel is an outspoken supporter of immigrant rights. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.